Chapter 7. Emotions Are Real. How can we know the truth when almost everything we've learned is a lie? How can we recognize what is real in us? Well, it took some time for me to find out, but I found out. Our emotions are real. Every emotion that we feel is real. It is truth because every emotion comes directly from our spirit, from our integrity. You can try to repress your emotions. You can try to justify or lie about what you feel. But what you feel is authentic. It is real, and you are feeling it. There's nothing wrong with whatever you feel. There are no good emotions or bad emotions. There's nothing wrong with anger or jealousy or envy. Even if you're feeling hate, it comes from your integrity. Even if it's sadness or depression that you're suffering, if you feel it, there's always a reason for feeling it. I discovered something important about the human mind. Everything you perceive causes an emotional reaction. If you perceive beauty, your emotional reaction is wonderful. You feel great. When you're hurt, your emotional reaction is not so great. But you perceive not just the outside world, you perceive the virtual world you create in your head. You perceive not only your feelings, but your knowledge, your own thoughts, judgments, and beliefs. You perceive the voice in your head, and you have an emotional reaction to that voice. Now the question is this: what is the voice in your head telling you? How many times has it told you, "I'm so stupid, why did I do that?" The voice of knowledge judges you. You perceive the judgment, and you have an emotional reaction. You feel the shame and guilt. The emotion is true. But what causes the emotion, which is the judgment that you are stupid, is not true. It's a story. This is simple action-reaction. What is the action? The action is the perception of your point of view, which means the perception of your own judgment. What is the reaction? Your feelings are the reaction. And you react to the lies with emotional poison. Let's see if we can understand this a little better. Imagine that you own a dog, and you treat it with love and respect. That dog will be the sweetest animal in the whole world. He just loves everybody who loves him. Now imagine that every time you see the dog, you kick the dog. Very soon the dog will be afraid. It might try to bite you or run away. Is there something wrong with the dog's emotions? No, the dog's reaction is the result of being abused. The emotion is helping the dog to defend itself. It comes from the dog's integrity. Well, just like the dog, your physical body reacts emotionally. Why do you react with anger? Because somebody kicked you. But who kicked you? Well, now the answer's easy. That voice in your head. The main character of your story that keeps telling you the way you should be, but you are not. You perceive your image of perfection. And how do you feel when you cannot live up to that image? Your emotional reaction is not pleasant. But is it true that you need to fit that image? No. What you're perceiving is just a lie that you agreed to believe in. You agreed, and that lie became a part of your story. The voice of knowledge is abusing the emotional body. Every time we lie to ourselves, we abuse ourselves. Every time we curse ourselves, we abuse ourselves. Every time we judge and reject ourselves, of course our reaction is to feel emotional pain. The emotional body perceives the voice, and just like an animal, it attacks. We lose control, and we do things and say things that we really don't want to do or say. Then the voice of knowledge judges our emotional reaction. It makes us feel ashamed of our own feelings. This creates another emotional reaction, and soon we just want to repress everything we feel. If we don't like the emotional reaction, it's not about repressing what we feel. It's about cleaning up the lies that cause the reaction. All of our emotions change when we no longer believe the voice, because the emotions are the effect, not the cause. Emotional pain is a symptom of being abused. The pain is letting us know that we have to do something to stop the abuse. The voice of integrity is screaming at us, "Please save me. I'm being possessed by the main character of my story." Oh yes, we are possessed by a distorted image of ourselves, and that is why we're no longer free. How many times have you heard someone say, "If the real me comes out, I don't know what's going to happen"? We're afraid that something inside of us will come out and destroy everything. And you know what? It's true. If the real you comes out, it will destroy all of the lies, and that is frightening. When we're little children and people tell us that we shouldn't be the way we are, we begin to repress the expression of our authentic self. We practice hiding our emotions and pretending that we don't feel them. We feel ashamed of our emotions, and we believe in so many lies that we no longer express the beautiful emotion of love. People have asked me, "Why can't I feel love? How can I learn to create love?" I thought about this. Create love. Then a little idea came into my mind. We don't need to learn how to love. By nature, we love. Before we learn to speak, love is the main emotion we feel. But then we learn to repress our love. I tell them, "You don't need to create love. Your heart is made to produce so much love that you can send your love to the entire world. If you can't feel love, it's because you've learned to stop expressing your love." After my experience in the desert, it was clear to me that every emotion I feel comes directly from my integrity. Now, my emotions are the most important part of my story because they tell me how I'm doing in my life. If I'm unhappy, there's something in my story that's suppressing my happiness. I have to take a step back and see what is causing it. If I have this awareness, I can face the problem, fix the problem, and be happy again. By following my emotions, I can change my circumstances. Again, it's about cause and effect, action and reaction. If you're unhappy with your life, this is a reaction to the program that's ruling your life. The program creates the story. Then it tries to make sense of the story by explaining everything to the main character. The main character is you, but the role that you're playing is not you. You've practiced that role for so long that you've mastered the performance. You've become the best actor in the entire world. But I can assure you that you are not what you believe you are. Thank God, because you are much better than what you believe you are. You are the artist with the force of life flowing through you. If you don't like your art, you have the power to change it. That's the good news. You don't have to be you anymore. And that's the maximum freedom. You can recover the sense of what you really are, return to paradise, and live again in heaven on earth.